Chapter 1. A Letter for Stanley. George Lamb Chop was sitting at the kitchen table, going through the mail as his wife cooked breakfast.
"Look at these beauties, Harriet," he called,
holding up a letter with many exotic stamps in the corner.
"From Egypt."
Ever since their eldest son, Stanley, had been flattened by a bulletin board and could now travel by mail, the Lamb Chop family had become keenly interested in stamps.
"In a minute, dear," Mrs. Lamb Chop said. "I'm just at the difficult part of flipping this French toast. A letter from Egypt, you say? Why don't you open it and read it to me?"
Mr. Lamb Chop began to do just that, but then he caught himself.
"That was a close one," he cried. "It's a federal offense to open mail that's addressed to someone else. This letter is for Stanley."
Just then, both Lamb Chop boys appeared in the doorway, drawn by the delicious aroma of French toast and bacon.
"Stanley, son, letter for you here. Looks important."
"What about me?"
Stanley's younger brother Arthur asked.
"Any mail for me today?"
"Not today, sorry,"
Mr. Lamb Chop replied. "But Stanley, why don't you open yours and read it to us over breakfast?